I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A Michigan woman pulled over for a traffic violation, told the officer, this vehicle, I don't own it. I'm test driving a vehicle. He's like, oh, okay. Well, how long have you been test driving the vehicle? She's like, not that long. Turns out she had been test driving the vehicle for a few months.
Just to get a feel.
That's called stealing. The officer said the woman was driving with a yellow registration tab and found no record of the vehicle in the system. That's why he's wondering what was going on. She told the officer, oh, I'm just test driving it. They contacted the dealer. She took our vehicle like 2 months ago.
How did they not get it back? Because, well, you know, I represent in Indianapolis, Andy Moore Automotive, and when you test drive, I mean, they take your license, they take your insurance, they take all of your information.
Well, all I've ever done is just like an ID, and in theory, couldn't you just give them a fake ID?
Mm. I mean, I guess
they'll catch you. Like, this is not some giant scheme. You will be caught.
It's pretty thorough.
Not like groundbreaking, but I mean, this is the odds of nobody ever finding her. Obviously, it's a newer vehicle, but 2 months, how do you not lock somebody up for that?
I mean, well, is there a rule or like a law that says how long you have to test drive a car?
There's not a law. I mean, it's based per dealership, but clearly that's too long.
I was doing like a live broadcast when I did some really cool stuff last year in Indy with a Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. They were helping out with test drives. They would donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters because I love being a part of that. And this one listener's like, oh, I love it. So they came, they test drove this like Jeep Rubicon. 2.5 hours. Like, that's way long. There's no way you should be. I think a max is like 20, 30 minutes, right? Like, you go on the road, maybe you want to check the highway, see what it's really like in a city and then like a side street.
I would say Andy Moore Automotive, because me vehicles for weekends to take, but that's usually the longest.
There's got to be.
But that's
like,
different, though, than a standard test drive for people.
I don't know. There's got to be a rule, I feel like. And how did the dealership not like try to come after her?
Well, they did, and they're very happy they got their vehicle back, but I don't know. Maybe she started something. I'm going to go try to do a test drive today.
What would you test drive? What's like your ultimate dream vehicle?
I would want a Jeep again, probably, or I'd want like a truck. I don't know what brand, but I really would like a big, like kind of a small peen truck. Like, you're like looking at me like, oh, what's
a
he making up for?
What?
Wiener. You're like, you see me like, oh, he's got a teeny weenie, that's why he's such a big truck.
Oh,
like it's a big truck,
I see.
That he's overcompensating.
Yeah, like I'll admit it. Like I'd love one of those. Or like a Jeep Rubicon.
I could totally see you in a big truck though.
Yeah.
Like a Titan.
Yeah. Hey, this is Joe for blah 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 Titan.
Can you not picture that? Liv?
What do you picture me in a smart car?
Soul.
What? He wouldn't fit. He'd look like the hamster commercial.
My best friend drives one, but I just picture you in a Kia
Soul.
That
was our rental car. And we were it was just like such an experience.
It's
such
affordable.
A vibe. Yeah, it's very dependable.
I just see
and nice.
Joe just in a small car.
All right. Well, thanks for ruining my hopes and dreams.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.